540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Walmart on Milwaukee's northwest side could soon be turned into a data center and a self-storage facility. The city's plan commission will review the proposal next week for the property near Capitol Drive and West Fond du Lac Avenue. It has sat empty since Walmart closed in 2016. Plans call for a 19,000-square-foot data center focused on high-performance computing, along with a larger self-storage facility inside the old store. Two Milwaukee men are in custody after a shooting that killed a county public safety officer and injured another. Police say 56-year-old Dennis Johnson was shot Friday after trying to calm an argument while helping a friend, Darren Sutton, pick up children. Investigators allege Princeton Underwood opened fire on Johnson's SUV as it drove away, and the shooting continued during a pursuit. Underwood faces homicide and other charges, while Sutton is charged with illegally having a gun. Dozens of beagles are getting fresh starts in the Milwaukee area as rescues continue taking them in from Ridgeland Farms. This week, the first 20 arrived at the Wisconsin Humane Society's Milwaukee campus. 10 were sent to foster families right away. 10 were kept at the shelter. Waukesha's Haws is also welcoming dogs as part of the effort. Ridgeland Farms operates a beagle breeding facility in Wisconsin for medical research and has faced years of controversy over animal welfare. Activists have accused the company of cruelty, while Ridgeland Farms has strongly denied those claims. Milwaukee County will test all of its outdoor warning sirens today at noon. It's part of the regular monthly check. And Milwaukee drivers are dealing with more potholes than usual this year, and the city is trying to fill them up. DPW says they're stepping up repairs and adding extra workdays. The Department of Public Works now has crews working 6 days a week to keep up with a record number of reports. More than 5,000 potholes have already been fixed, including a large one at 21st and Villard. Crews will continue working Saturdays for now. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The new deal between Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders on school funding and tax relief is drawing criticism from those running for governor. On the Democratic side, WisPolitics reports that State Senator Kelda Royce says the plan was crafted behind closed doors. Representative Francesca Hong says it's a payday loan taken out at the expense of our children, and Joel Brennan wished for more public input. Former State Economic Director Missy Hughes supports the $1.8 billion use of extra tax dollars, saying it offers immediate help on school funding and tax relief. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany said on a radio show that he opposes the deal, saying it was a Madison gimmick that fails to deliver for taxpayers. The plan includes payments of up to $600 for married couples and $300 for individuals, plus hundreds of millions to boost special education funding. The Joint Finance Committee approved the plan along party lines yesterday. It could get voted on today. Democratic Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer is opposed. A new poll shows mixed views of President Donald Trump and Republicans in northern Wisconsin, even in a district he won big. The survey from the Conservative League of American Workers found 49% approve of Trump's job performance, while 44% disapprove, and voters are nearly split on Republicans in Congress. At the same time, more than half support recent military action against Iran. The poll also shows Michael Alfonso leading early in the GOP primary for the open 7th district seat. And Democrats may want to run it back in the Windy City. The Democratic National Committee leadership team is touring Chicago as the city enters a bid to host the 2028 Democratic National Convention. Chicago hosted the DNC in 2024. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A home run for Ortiz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and the Padres, bottom of the third, and the struggling Joey Ortiz up to bat, Jeff Levering.
Against the Yankees, and now Bernie hits the slide on his first homer.
The Brewers scored five more runs in the fourth on the way to a 6-4 victory over the Padres. Ortiz after the win.
Yeah, I mean, hit a ball hard in the air, and that's what you want to do every at bat. And I got a good pitch to hit as well and took a good swing on it and something to build off.
It was the first homer for Ortiz since last summer.
Joey looked great. Again, the kid's been through a lot. His defense has been fantastic, but you got to follow it up. It was a great job. We know what's in there. Let's keep pulling.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Game two tonight from American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 60 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 41. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.